Bush asks Congress for surge for troops. 15th of February, 2007. This is Reverend Zemulator for Run News. Washington, D.C. Amidst the never-ending Iraq debate, one thing everyone at last seems to have agreed on is that there are problems in Iraq, though what exactly the problems are is still being argued about. And in Florida, there are even some few enthusiastic souls who are still waiting for a recount. After years of silence on this question, today the Bush administration has broken down and defined exactly what one of those problems are. A White House spokesman said today in a telephone interview,
Troops are in trouble, and the trouble they are having has everything to do with oil, energy. President Bush's new plan to send surge to all the troops will exponentially increase their caffeine and sugar levels, thereby eliminating the need for coffee and enabling them to go around doing their jobs, shooting people and blowing stuff up with much more vigor and enthusiasm.
Other voices, Democratic but also liberal, called for shipping of 20,000 surge protectors to Iraq instead.
Surge protectors will be essential to prevent computer meltdown over there and allow to install a functioning cyborg government. Arnie already volunteered to go over there for a couple of days as advisor.
Again, from an unnamed White House spokesman. Leading Democrats had already loudly voiced their opposition to this new plan several billion years before the plan was announced. Way back in prehistoric times when they discovered that America's boys and girls, both in and out of uniform, were already consuming way too much sugar and caffeine. Also, the cost of this venture, after all Democrats have never been able to abide the waste of taxpayer dollars, has raised some concerns. One falling far behind Hillary but still optimistic Democratic presidential hopeful said, quote, "They quit making that stuff for a reason, and it failed before. It will fail again." This has been Reverend Zemulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.